The Federal Aviation Administration has a new plan to ease congestion at the New York airports. Traffic backups in New York cause delays throughout the rest of the country, and the FAA hopes limiting flights at those airports will take the heat off the rest of the system. Here's NPR's Kathleen Schalk.
Right now, the airlines can schedule as many flights into New York's JFK as they want to. They've been adding more flights than the airport can handle and bunching them up at peak travel times. Now, Transportation Secretary Mary Peters says this will stop. The airlines have agreed to cap the number of flights per hour.
Airlines will be able to shift their flights to times of the day when airports have unused capacity. The result is stopping the overload in peak hours will make for a significant reduction in delays in the New York region.
Peter says that will help travelers throughout the country because three-quarters of all delays result from the gridlock in New York. The airlines will limit takeoffs and landings at JFK to between 82 and 83 per hour. That's down from the 90 to 100 they were scheduling last summer. But that doesn't mean the airlines can just shift the excess flights to nearby Newark Airport.
Because it's a little like that proverbial balloon. You push on one side, you don't want it to pop out somewhere else and cause delays at another location.
So the Federal Aviation Administration is negotiating with the airlines to limit flights at Newark as well. LaGuardia already has caps. The FAA says the limits are voluntary, but if the airlines hadn't agreed to them, the FAA could have imposed them. The caps will go into effect in March and last for 2 years. This was not the Bush administration's first choice. It would have preferred what it calls market-based solutions. One option was to auction existing takeoff and landing slots to the highest bidder. But the industry and airport officials hated that idea, and the government gave in.
Are we going to auction off any existing slots? In the short term, the answer is no to that. No, we will not be doing that.
Although Peter says the government does plan on auctioning off new takeoff and landing slots that open up in the future. The Air Transport Association, which represents the major carriers, greeted today's announcement with relief. ATA President Jim May says when you have congestion and delays, you have only two options. You can limit the demand for runways, gates, and airspace, or you can increase the supply.
We think that the announcement made by the Secretary today really bridges the gap between those two, and it provides sort of an in-between solution, some of it short-term, some of it long-term.
The airline industry and local airport officials say the long-term goal is to be able to handle more planes safely. Bill DeCoda is the director of aviation for the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey.
It means enhancing the radar capabilities, adding additional departure routes out of the region. That just basically means the ability to take the friction out of the system.
Secretary Peters says this is a top priority for the government, too.
We have been working very closely with the airlines and the airports to identify measures that can be taken to make better use of runways and of taxiways.
But she says today's announcement is an important step that will make air travel much more reliable. Peter says right now space is limited and rationing it is the only viable option. Otherwise, she says, the delays next summer will be even worse. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.